There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Katie Singer's with us, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Katie Singer. We're going to be talking about the challenges we face as parents of our children. We're going to be talking about fertility. We're going to be talking about protecting ourselves. And how do you do it? If you have children, how do you protect them from electromagnetic radiation, GMO foods? What a task we now have as parents, because your children may be going to school and they serve this stuff at the cafeterias. They're surrounded by electromagnetic radiation. Your children may have friends, and they may have all of these electronic devices, and their mom may make, you know, cookies or something with these GMO ingredients. Welcome, Katie Singer.
Hello, Vincent.
Katie, it's great to be broadcasting with you. You know, you're an author. You've written several books. One of them is called An Electronic Silent Spring, and you talk about electromagnetic radiation. And I read the book, and it was the deciding factor, the thing that made me immediately say, that's it, this iPhone is out of here. You know, I've been wanting to do it for a long time, and so reading your book did that. And I believe that I wrote something like this on Amazon.com as a review of your book, that if you read a few minutes of this book, your last cell phone call will be your last cell phone call. And that's what it was for me. So I dumped my cell phone as a result of it. And you have another book called Honoring Our Cycles. Honoring Our Cycles, C-Y-C-L-E-S, on Amazon.com. And it's about natural family planning. It's a workbook, right?
Yes.
Okay. Katie, what are we going to do? I started talking about this problem at the beginning of the broadcast. So our son, let's say we have a 10-year-old, and he's in school. And so he's on the bus, and the bus driver has a cell phone, and other students on the bus have their cell phones. Why? Well, I mean, they're high school students on the bus, and they're elementary school students on the bus, and, you know, to keep everybody safe, they all have these cell phones, or most have cell phones. So now we have this microwave oven container, which is the school bus. It's a steel box with some glass windows, but for the most part, most of it is metal, and we've got all these cell phones cooking our children in it. Then the children get off the bus and they go into the hallway, and there are these access points that allow these electronic devices to communicate with each other. And then we have all these computers. And then we
all
have
right,
the
so let me come in here, Vincent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And say, everything you're saying is completely true. This is reality now in 2015. And mm-hmm. as far as I can tell, every parent I meet wants to be a good parent, and they want to protect their children, and they want healthy children, and they want their own lives to be healthy and, you know, for them to last at least until their children are fully grown adults, to get them on their way. And that I think all of us are facing questions now that no previous generation has had to face. So we do have to, how do we protect our children and ourselves from electromagnetic radiation, from all these electronics, and at the same time function in society? How do we protect ourselves from GMOs and function in society? How do we protect ourselves from living near fracking situations? There are just so many situations that none of us had education or training to deal with, and I'm very sobered by these questions. How do we protect ourselves? How do we protect our children? It's really pretty out of control. I begin by looking at what's in my own home environment, because that is something I can take steps to, you know, to act on. And I've shared so many times before, step one is to turn the Wi-Fi router off at night for at least 12 hours while you're sleeping. And then also you can make a decision not to use your phone in the car. Keep your phone in, at least in airplane mode, or take the battery out of it while you're in a car, and just don't use any mobile device while you're driving. The reason is because at every mile, while your phone or mobile device connects to a new cell tower, it's going to go to maximum power. And as you explained, you're in a metal box, and so much of the radiation is going to be trapped there inside with you and your children. That's not good. So step one, turn the Wi-Fi router off at night while you're sleeping until you get corded internet access. And step two, don't use in a moving metal box. These are things that people can do in their own homes. That's where I begin to focus. And then I'd like to share some studies that I have not shared with listeners before about reproductive health and how exposure to everything from television, the light from a television, the light from street lights, all of those things can affect reproductive health. And I know we're getting close to a break, but that's what I would love to share with people, and then again say things that individuals can make decisions about and can take actions starting now to reduce their exposure and protect themselves and their families.
I was in the truck yesterday afternoon with Mrs. Finelli, and I said to her, you know, I was talking with Katie, and we were talking about, you know, what do you do with your children who are in school, and how do you protect them? And I said, you know, I told her that that you and I were chatting off the air, and I said, well, it's easy, just, you know, pull them out of school, you homeschool them, but, you know, you start your own business, and now you're home with them, and you use, you know, wired devices, and so now you have a home-based business. Your children are home with you, and I said, but you know what? Katie and I talked about it. Not everybody can do that. Not everybody's in a position to do that. Not everybody is willing to do that. And then of course you have those people who say, well, what about, you know, the socialization of your children? How the heck can you, you know, prepare them for the real world if you take them out of the real world? Well, the real world is dangerous. And what, you know, what we had chosen to do, and I mentioned this to you, is we realized how dangerous school was. I mean, even from the toxins, Katie, even from the desks, you know, and over the weekend, their children have lice in the public schools. So what do? They fumigate the classrooms.
And the thing is, Vincent, that I know families who do homeschool, and both parents are at home, you know, and they might be farming or, you know, having jobs that allow them to spend a lot of time at home, and they still have massive problems. they don't have control over so many things like smart meters. I mean, if you're going to live in society, you're going to be exposed to them. They can transmit for at least a half a mile, and I just don't know that many people who can find a place, let alone afford it, where they're going to be further than a half mile from any person. And cell towers can transmit for 75 miles or more. And I, again, don't know many people who could afford to find a place and live there. And even if they do, it's not going to be long before, you know, broadband over power lines get installed in rural areas and all that stuff. So I think we just have to be realistic that we don't have a lot of control here. The control we do have is within our own homes. And sometimes that's also limited. I certainly know of areas around the country where you can no longer get landlines. And that's, you know, what do you keep doing? You know, you can move and then you can find the same situation repeating itself. I've heard of those kinds of stories. So I just have a lot of sympathy for all of us, including myself, as we try to create environments for ourselves and our families where, you know, we're getting exposure to the Earth's electromagnetic fields rather than man-made electromagnetic fields. And I am going to dare to say that I think it's really not very possible to have a totally clean environment anymore. And so, okay, that's the reality, but we can reduce our exposure. And that's what I'm interested in focusing on.
Okay. And that's what we've done. We moved away from the substations, the electrical substations, miles and miles and miles away from us by design. We moved away from cell towers, until they put one up, you know, a couple miles away. But we don't get cell reception here at the farm very well, which is wonderful. And I think that's a good thing. So if you look at your cell phone and you go, geez, not much cell reception here, that's a good thing. But then you're right. We do have the smart meters. And I'm going to take care of that, too. I really am.
Well, see, if you go to solar power, you're still going to have to deal with the inverter and the net meter. You're going to have to make choices. Are you going to stay in alternating currents? That's going to be a problem. Or are you going
mostly,
to go to DC?
Mostly DC. Mostly direct current is the plan. As a matter of fact, Katie, I mentioned I was in the truck with Mrs. Finelli. We were buying the supplies to mount the solar panels on the roof of the barn. That's where we were going yesterday when we were talking about Katie Singer. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help
help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, just a reminder, meet up on Monday at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield, Missouri. And that's where we hang out every Monday. And I missed last Monday's meetup, but Janet Randall and Marcia were there, and they took over and ran the meetup for us, and I think that's wonderful. I want to thank them so much for doing that, and long-time meetup participants. And it's really wonderful having a group of people who can just take over if you can't make it. And I couldn't make it because we had hydraulic failures here at the farm, and I needed to get the hay done. So the hay's all done. It's all done. I just need to move it all out of the fields and bring it and put it in the barns. Other than that, the hay is done. So, Katie Singer, we're talking about what do we do? You know, how do we handle minimizing in our own homes the electromagnetic radiation and the GMOs, and what about our children? And, you know, they go visit friends' houses. And so, you know, we talked about shutting off the Wi-Fi, shutting off the circuit breakers that power the bedrooms, you know, so that we don't have the electromagnetic radiation and the frequencies coming from the wires right near our heads when we go to sleep, right behind our headboards. We talked about how to do that on previous broadcasts. Please continue.
I want to look at reproductive health, and it's just a major indicator, certainly of overall health, but, you know, we all care about having healthy children, and one of the, so I have written these books on natural family planning, including honoring our cycles, And one of the things I started learning about is that in 2007, the biologist Sandra Steingraber wrote a paper about the falling age of puberty in United States girls. So girls are now starting to menstruate at earlier and earlier ages. And one of the things she wrote is that one of the causes appears to be girls watching television. And one of the things that happens, I was so interested in that, the light from the television set, as well as just plain old sitting, and then the exposure of electromagnetic radiation, those three things can all impact our health. And people know that factory farm chickens are exposed to light 24/7, and that makes the chickens produce more eggs more quickly and die more quickly. And that's because light affects our hormonal sequencing. And I'm trying to say so many things here. I also wrote in my books that if you sleep exposed to light, that means light from a television or a night lamp or an alarm clock or a street lamp, all of those sources of light will affect your hormonal sequencing. And that doesn't matter, you know, if you're male or female, you're going to be affected. So we need to sleep in darkness. And by darkness, I would define that as when you turn out the light, say 10 minutes after you turn out the light, you should not be able to see your hand in front of your face. That's healthy darkness while you sleep. And the light is a kind of electromagnetic energy, and we're not even talking yet about the radiation, but it affects us hormonally. So, okay, no television on while you sleep. In my dream world, you'll have it unplugged, not just turned off. And that's a really great other technique. No TV while you sleep. ideally, no TV for the 2 hours before you go to sleep and before your children go to sleep. I can share
Yeah,
go ahead.
You realize that so many people go to sleep with the television on. It's now almost normal or considered normal. No, I don't. But many people do. And many people will say, well, I need the noise. I need the background noise. I can't go to sleep without it. Seriously.
So we have to begin to train ourselves to sleep without the TV and without light.
Mm-hmm. And we do here at the forum. We do. Katie Singer. And I will be right back. And if you'd like to go to the website, you'll be able to find on page one a link to Honoring Our Cycles, Natural Family Planning. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Life with Extendovite. Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Katie Singer's with us, class, and her book, Electronic Silence and Electronic Silence Spring, and another book, Honoring Our Cycles, and they're available at Amazon.com. Katie, we're talking about early onset puberty, and you know, we know that there are hormones in our food, hormones in chickens, to make them grow quickly, and then you can have a fully developed chicken ready for slaughter in 49 days, that's 7 weeks. And we eat the chickens, and we know that there's a link between young girls reaching puberty very quickly, the more chickens they eat, the sooner they seem to reach puberty. And then the chicken manure. The chicken manure is, you know, used to be a problem. Like, what do we do with it? Well, farmers spread that on their fields and their hay fields, and it makes the grass grow really well. And then the cows eat the grass. And, you know, I think, and then we eat the cows. So I think there's a link between the hormones that the chickens get and our meat food supply, as well as chickens and whatever else we eat that we fertilize with chicken manure. So and then we have the electronics that you're talking about. It's a huge problem.
Let me go back and talk about, I want to stay with what people can do. And let's talk about the cell phone thing, because we've got a lot of studies that, like, more than a dozen studies that show how sperm quality and motility are affected when men wear a cell phone, a pager, any kind of electronic device like that on their belt or in a pants pocket. Basically, sperm motility and the numbers and their viability are all impaired. And nobody, you don't want to mess with sperm, because we need that to have healthy children. I'm not aware of studies about how eggs are affected when teenage girls or women wear cell phones in their pants pockets. It's harder to get samples of eggs than it is of sperm. But we do have increasing studies that show that when girls wear cell phones in their bras, or when women do that, they are much more likely to get breast cancer. So, you know, we don't want to be messing with reproductive organs or our health. So don't keep the phones in your pants pocket. You've got to learn to keep the phone off as much as possible and to think of it as an emergency device. It's not there for constant exposure. That's not healthy. I have another study that I find really sobering. Some scientists exposed mice to radio frequency radiation from cell towers. This was less than 1 microwatt per centimeter squared. And after 5 generations of exposing mice to cell tower radiation, the mice became irreversibly sterile. So that's really scary. If we are, say, that would make us maybe 3 or 4 generations away from total sterility, irreversible sterility, for living near cell towers. And I need to say, okay, if you've got a cell phone and you say, that's my personal choice, that may be true. But because the cell phone requires a cell tower, that means somebody's got to live near the cell tower. And usually we need cell towers about a mile apart in order to keep the network running. So just learn to use your phone less. And you don't have to do a Vincent Finelli, or you might try. I actually shouldn't say that. I should say go ahead and do the Vincent Finelli and quit the cell phone altogether. That's fantastic. But you can begin by not using it in a car. You can begin by turning your Wi-Fi off at night. Don't keep it in your pants pocket. Those are some things people can start with.
Katie, I was in the truck going to Illinois last weekend to a conference. And there was a farm that had a small billboard that this farmer erected on his farm that said the equivalent of, locate your cell tower here. He was advertising for a wireless cell phone company to build their tower on his farm. Literally.
And see, I think that indicates for me that people simply do not know the dangers. And so it just, that's why anyone who is aware of the dangers, I think, has to begin to learn how to talk about this with our family, with our neighbors, with our friends, with our school personnel. How do we talk about this so that we don't freak people out, we don't push them away, but we invite conversation and say, you know, we've saturated our environment here, but we haven't really looked at the health effects. We're using this stuff before recognizing that it causes harm. We've got thousands of studies that show the harm that this stuff causes, and we're still using it. What do we do? And that's, again, where I'm going to say I feel like, you know, a broken record or a nerd saying, do what you can in your own home. Do what you can with your own person. And I think, let me share this wonderful doctor, Victoria Dunkley. She's a child psychiatrist, and she's got so many children coming to her office with autism, ADHD, and even psychosis. And what she's learned is that she needs the children to go on a 3 or 4 week electronic fast, and then and only then can she give them a proper diagnosis. In some cases, the problems go away completely during the electronic fast. But in other cases, the problems ease up, and then she can see what's really going on, and she can begin to help them. After the fast, she suggests that parents slowly reintroduce electronics, and then they can find out, okay, once my kid has more than a half hour per day of, you know, screen time, then the behavior and the sleep problems go over the top. So no more than a half hour for my kid. But you've got to do the fast before in order to find out what your child's limits are. Her book is called Reset Your Child's Brain, and it just came out this week. Victoria Dunkley, Reset Your Child's Brain. I think it's a wonderful technique that anyone can try.
Katie, I have a feeling that if we as parents try that, we will find that our children will revolt. And that's okay. It's okay. But I can just hear it in my mind right now. You know, children saying that they hate their parents. Other children, you know, all my friends have these electronic devices, and you're being mean to me, and I hate living here.
It's going to be really clear that the parent and the child are going to need to say, okay, we've got a problem here. So, for example, if the child doesn't sleep and screams during the night for hours at a time, I've certainly heard stories about this, very common now, then the parent and the child are both going to have to say, we've got a problem. It might, let's do what we can. We can handle this for 3 or 4 weeks. And I think it would also be valuable if the parent says, you know what? I'm going to join you in this fast. I'm going to do what I can not to use electronics myself. And if people are pushed up against the wall enough, like if they're not sleeping in the household, if children are banging their heads against walls, those kinds of things, people might take these steps. But you can also take the step if you're not that far along and just see what your own limits are. I would say anyone who's not slept well for one night is usually pretty ready to say, it's just not fun having a day when you didn't sleep well the night before. And if this might help sleep, I'd say it's worth giving a try for, you know, doing the experiment for 2 weeks, just doing one thing, eliminating the Wi-Fi while you sleep. If you want to go to two things, no mobile devices in the car. If you want to go to three things, quit the decked cordless telephones, those landline telephones. Those are like having cell towers right in your house. Get a corded landline telephone, as long as you can do that.
Katie, are you communicating on this broadcast right now, this very second, via a corded telephone?
That's all I've got in my house. I do not have any wireless devices.
Mm-hmm. Katie, I remember being in some meetings back in the 1980s when I had a job. And these, you know, when I decided that I would attend some of these corporate meetings that I was required to attend, sometimes I'd show up. And we would sit around and there'd be some important topic that we'd be discussing in one of these conference rooms. And one guy would walk in late. And everybody would look up and and say, "Hey, you know, the meeting started on time. You're late. You're wasting everybody's time. Next time, be here on time." Now, let's fast forward to today. So now we're in that same conference room, and let's say everybody does show up on time, and people are looking at their phones. They're distracted by their phones. They're distracted because they're addicted to their phones. This is an electronic addiction. So we're going to be, I'm not saying that don't do what you're saying. I'm in total agreement. We need to fast. We need to have this electronic fast. But there's an addiction. And I say just cut the cord cold turkey the way Vin Finelli did. Literally, cold turkey. That's it. Get rid of that phone. And I'm not kidding. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. RFlags.com now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to RFlags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. RFlags.com. That's RFlags.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This can be slight. One of today's hot. Keep it. God, you're. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, Katie Singer's with us, and I'm at our website, electronicsilentspring.com. Electronicsilentspring.com. Katie, you have on page one a statement that says one in 42 boys now has autism. And here's where I'm going with this. You and I talked about what do we do and how do we convince our schools to stop this proliferation and reduce the deployment of these electronic devices that have radio frequencies and electromagnetic radiation that's harming our children. And I believe you said to me something like this, that people who discuss these kinds of things are told by the administration of schools, if you continue to discuss this, you're not welcome here. Is that true?
In some cases, that is true.
Okay. So but, now
but
we
I'm
have...
Gonna, and so, well, here's again where I'm going to go with this. This is happening all over the world. There are some countries, like France, that are taking steps to say no cell phones on the playground. They are eliminating wireless internet access in their libraries. In Taiwan, anyone who shows a child under two any kind of screen will be fined the equivalent of $2,000. So there are countries that are taking steps like this. In this country, people simply are not yet informed. And I also think people are scared. So that means to me that people who do talk about this have to be really gentle, and I'm going to say humble, even though this is such a charged issue. And how, you know, but the way that we talk about it is as important as the message itself. And that is not easy. And again, you know, going back to how you started the beginning of the hour with what parents are required to to know now in order to protect their children. It's massive. It's not. This is new to people on planet Earth. And so it is in terms of talking about this stuff. So we can invite discussion. We can say, you know, I've got concerns. I'd like to share what I've got. And I'd like to have a meeting about this. And people may say, no, it's not relevant to us. And then the parent is just going to have to find other parents to connect with. They're going to have to find some sympathetic teacher and go slowly. This is not going to change quickly. And I'm afraid that, yeah, people are going to be harmed. But then again, I'm going to say, do what you can in your own home. And if the parents can reduce their exposure as well, their use of electronics as well, that's a great model for children and for other, you know, other people in our communities.
Katie, I'm trying to figure out, as I'm listening to you say this, how the school system employees are not domestic terrorists. And what
but
I mean by that,
they don't know, Vincent.
Well, see, I think they do know. I think some of them do know. As a matter of fact, the engineers know, because the engineers say, "Boy, that's a real problem. I can't get the signal to go around that corner. We've got to amp up the power of these signals within the school system to get around those, you know, those barriers."
Okay, wait. I want to stop there. That's a really cool observation that engineers want stronger power in order for the technology to work more efficiently.
Right.
So people are aware they're generating more power. I get that. They are not aware that power causes biological harm.
Wait a minute. There are there are biology teachers in schools. There are physics teachers in schools.
They may not be in agreement. They may not be in agreement with what you and I are saying right now.
Katie Singer's with us, and if you'd like to go to our website, electronicsilentspring.com. electronicsilentspring.com. And you know, we're trying to tell you that you can live with less electronics. We really are. Katie, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Meet up on Monday.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of level 3 and level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.